truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Garage sale listings on the air and on the web at Garage Sale Prices. Call 342-1400 or log on to kvoe.com for details.
Live and local, this is KVOE News.
KVOE News time is 8:12. We've got a lot of sunshine right now and 59 degrees. More sunshine expected through the day today with an afternoon high right around 83. Busy night for the Emporia Symphony Orchestra, and we have conductor Romero Miranda joining us here as our 8:05 newscast continues today.
Romero, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning.
Hey, glad to have you on. So tonight's the night for your latest concert.
Yeah, this concert is going to be so much fun. We have a party on stage.
A party on stage.
Yep. It's Dr. Zieg's Concerto for Violin, Jazz Combo, and Orchestra. It's we rehearsed last night, and it was just, it's so much fun. You can imagine the best of both worlds. You know, you have a jazz combo, and we're joined by Dr. Tracy Fries on vibraphone, Riley Day on bass, and we even have a special guest, a jazz pianist friend of mine from Paraguay, keeping the rhythm section together on the piano. And, you know, and so we have the jazz combo and then the orchestra. So there's part of the concerto that Dr. Zieg wrote that sound a little bit more classical, or, you know, it's a orchestral sound, and parts that are just completely, you know, jazzy or, and, you know, high energy. So it's just really a fun time.
I was going to ask you about that because we had Gary talking about specifically the upcoming jazz concerts for the rest of the semester, but he did mention about, you know, getting a chance to compile that concerto here and his joy that he was able to really represent both North and South America. Give us your perspective on representing North and South America with that particular concerto tonight.
Yeah, so I just love the fact that it has a little bit of everything. You know, we have a tango, and he called it Tall Grass Tango. And, you know, it's just a very lyrical movement, and it kind of harkens back to my region. You know, I'm from Paraguay, and tango is heard all over, especially the southern part of South America. You know, my grandmother knew so many tangos by heart, even when she was already stricken with Alzheimer's. If I played some tunes, she would start singing, or she would know the lyrics. It was just incredible. You know, that's how deep rooted in her it was. And then the middle movement is Blue Meditation. It starts, like a very smooth, violin and horn, and then violin and cello melody, kind of classical, but it also has like this cafe from France type of, nightclub France, ambiance to it. And then it goes into a blues, one of the most American genres that you can have. And on all of the movements, we have Dr. Fries on vibes, on improvisation sections, and as well as my colleague from Paraguay, Daniel Ayala. He's a fantastic jazz pianist who's been joining me for a tour of Kansas, playing a lot of our compositions, actually. But anyway, and then I'm also improvising on every tune. Since it's a violin concerto, of course, I also have a lot of flashy parts, you know, like Dr. Zeke wrote a lot of really cool stuff for me, and you know, and very challenging, but you know, that luckily I'm able to pull off.
Yes, you can, yeah.
And then the last movie, actually, Dr. Zeke named it Ramiro Samba. So, you know, it's, I think it's, I'm pretty sure it's the first tune that has my name on it. So I'm excited about that. It ends with a bang. It's really super high energy, and I think it will get people dancing.
Symphony Orchestra tonight, Albert Taylor Hall. Don't want to miss it. It's called the grand finale. So does this wrap up the season?
Yeah, and actually, let me tell you, we that was our that's kind of our overall name, but we slightly changed. It's actually called Grand Canyon Suite, which is the other piece that we are playing. So, and the Grand Canyon Suite is a piece by Ferdi Goffet, who is one of the, you know, great American composers around the time of George Gershwin. And this piece is one of the first tone poems, and especially the most successful tone poem, that in that it very clearly paints acoustical picture. You know, the four movements of the Grand Canyon Suite are sunrise. Sunrise, and then the Painted Desert. And when you hear that movement, you can almost see, you know, the heat. When, you know, when you see off in the distance, and then you can see the heat, how it's kind of rising, and mm-hmm. you see it's the mist. It's really amazing. And then On the Trail, which is a person's journey on their donkey, and you can hear the donkey, and you can, you know, like, just imagine all these things. Sunset. And cloudburst. Cloudburst is just like a huge storm. We even have a big wind machine, so you'll hear some wind sounds. It was a challenging piece to put together with the orchestra, but they are doing a fantastic job. Last night, we had a great time rehearsing that as well.
Well, it's tonight, two nights, Albert Taylor Hall, 7:30 p.m., Emporia Symphony Orchestra concert. Do not miss it. Some great entertainment in store. Great music in store tonight. Ramiro, always a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time.
Have a good day. Good luck tonight.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye. Ramiro Miranda, who's the conductor of the Emporia Symphony Orchestra. They're in play tonight, Chuck.
All right. Don't forget, here this morning, we've got the Emporia Showcase with Superintendent Allison.